Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. I've done a few Money Matters articles on those big box stores and the little mom and pop local stores we all like to support and how they coexist with each other. The first newscast centered on the idea that the big box stores like Costco or Walmart were killing the local stores in neighborhoods around the country. The reasons were low overhead cost per purchase, better selection, ease of access, which was the one-stop shopping experience in a box store, and of course, their low price. The subsequent newscast a few years later turned the tide on the big box stores, with the subject being that they themselves were now dealing with their own threat of existence because of the online retailer Amazon and online retailers like them. Some big box stores were slow to react, while others like Walmart, Target, and others took a quick lesson from Amazon and started their own online services. The big box stores also had an advantage of sorts. Buyers could actually see the item in the stores when shopping online. This was not possible, of course, except in a photograph. Amazon countered that concern by implementing their famous no-questions-asked super easy return policy. When COVID arrived and the governments of the world decided to implement shutdowns of just about everything, this further exasperated the plight of the in-person shopping experience, such as the big box stores offered, and put even more pressure on our small local establishments. As the shopping environment has progressed along, the mom-and-pop stores, those that survived, that is, did have a leg to stand on, albeit a wobbly one. We found out that people do care about the local stores and didn't mind paying maybe a few extra pennies for the local experience. Many mom-and-pop stores met their shoppers halfway with price concessions to make sure the extra few pennies didn't turn to many extra dollars, as people still have to watch their budgets, of course. The severe inflationary pressures of the last few years obviously haven't helped the local stores to keep their doors open, but they are a stubborn bunch, as well as some of the local supporters luckily are a compassionate bunch. That being as it may, some local vendors resist dropping prices and rely on the local shopping experience as something no online retailer or big box store can compete with. For some store owners, however, how to compete with the large corporate outlets still eludes them. For instance, I once shopped at a small store in my local township, Nevada City. The store was tucked away in a quaint hallway-like shopping area in a historic old building that only had a few small stores in it. This shopping area contained a Persian rug outlet, a gourmet chocolatier, as well as a few other specialty shops. The historic building environment and the tucked-away shops offered a somewhat magical experience, so I did go to this small gift boutique during holidays, Valentine's Day, and Christmas and such. The store was very small. It had a very limited selection. The prices were high, but I liked the owner, wanted to support the shop, and was always warmly welcomed. After shopping there 3 or 4 times a year for more than a decade, I once bought my wife a blouse there one day, and when her birthday arrived, my wife tried the blouse on. Me, being a clueless husband when it came to sizing, had of course bought the wrong size. I should have known better than to try and buy clothes for the opposite sex, but I felt brave that day, so what the heck. In any case, the blouse didn't fit, so I went back to the little boutique and asked the owner if she had a larger size. The owner said no, and when I asked for a refund, she said the store policy was a credit only. Yeah, I know this is the policy of many a store, but seeing as I went out of my way more times than I would care to say, just to shop there and support her, she still refused to refund my money and stuck to the credit offer. Seeing nothing else, I gently reminded her that I would of course be back, but would prefer the refund this time. But she stuck to her guns, so I thanked her and left the store and never returned. In conclusion, our local shops are a great place to engage with our neighbors, make a pleasant day of shopping and walking the town and supporting our small town purveyors. But there is a give and take that should always be considered by you small shop owners. Don't act like a big box or megastore with stringent policies that can't be bent because you're too focused on the almighty buck. You are the owner, after all, and you can bend any rule you want. We shop at your stores because we're neighbors. So try to treat us as such. And that's it for today's newscast. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only. May not be meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell anything, and may not represent the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriter. I do hold a BA in economics way back in 1979 with honors in California Insurance License OL 3422. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniberti.